Today we'll be continuing on with the topic of the cosmic system.
我们今天要继续谈属世的系统。
Which is an important subject to understand and a very big subject because at the moment we're looking at the angelic infiltration.
这是一个非常大的一个主题，因为我们现在是在谈这个天使的渗透。
And we see how that in Genesis 6 verse 5, it's talking about how there was so much evil in the world that God had to destroy the world with a flood.
我们提到这个创世纪第六章呢，提到了整个世界充满了邪恶，以至于神必须要用大洪水把整个世界给摧毁。
But at the same time, we also read that Jesus was saying in Luke 17 that coming up to the time of the flood and the days of Noah, people were marrying and drinking and eating and doing normal activities.
那我们也看到呢，在路加福音十七章里面提到，就是耶稣说，在诺亚那个时代，所有的人呢都是吃吃喝喝，过着正常的日子。
And what that should do is encourage you to ask, well, what is evil?
所以呢，这让我们会想要来问说，那到底什么是邪恶？
Because if this evil that was going on in the time of the days of Noah was so bad, there has to be a flood. But Jesus was saying that people were doing normal things. Then, you know, really, that's the focus here. We have to look at what is this evil.
因为呢，在诺亚的那个时候呢，上帝会因为这么大的邪恶必须要把世界给摧毁，而耶稣却说在那个时候洪水来之前，所有的人的生活其实是非常正常的。
And remember how we see that there's a comparison, or there's like a similar line of events happening in the time of Noah and then in the time of Lot as well.
所以我们要理解的是呢，在圣经上面提到诺亚时代的在每天的生活的状态，跟罗德他的那个时候在城里面的所有 的生活状态其实是相似的。
And then Jesus mentions about at the return of the Son of Man, when the Son of Man comes to set up the kingdom, it's the same thing. There's going to be people getting married and eating and drinking, and then the Son of Man will come.
然后耶稣也说呢，当人子回到世界上来的时候呢，整个世界也是跟那个状况是差不多的，就是大家男男女女吃吃喝喝，好像也在过的是正常的生活。
And you see, all of these situations is relating to this normal society before massive judgment.
所以呢，其实整个世界呢都在过得好像很一般的生活，最后厉害的、非常严重的审判就会来到。
Now, when I say it looks like normal society, you know, from the surface, on the outward appearances, it looks normal. But as Genesis 6, 5 says, the evil was happening here in the souls.
所以实际上呢，当这个世界看起来非常，这个社会都是很正常一般的状态的时候，其实呢，在创世纪里面第六章提到的是，所谓的邪恶都在人的脑中。
Okay, and of course it's going to manifest as certain activities, but those activities can actually look normal if you've been deceived into thinking they're normal when they're not.
而这样子的一个状况呢，是让即使大家都是很正常的行为表现的好状况，那他们脑中发生的那些邪恶，其实还是会影响到这个所谓的正常生活。
Okay, so that's sort of going to be the subject of today, which we'll get into right after our initial rebound and opening prayer.
所以我们今天呢，就是主要就是要谈这样的主题。那在我们的祷告跟反弹之后就开始。
Okay. Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time and the opportunity that we have to study your word.
感谢天父给我们时间，让我们能够研读你的话语。
To understand your great plan, which you've revealed to us.
也让我们能够有机会真正了解你伟大的计划。
And even to reveal a plan of Satan, which has been designed by Satan to deceive those in the world.
也让我们能够理解撒旦他的计划，因为这个计划是想要来影响我们的世界。
And so we give thanks for this opportunity in Christ's name.
我们感谢这个学习的机会，依着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to go back to the slide presentation, the PPT slideshow.
好，我们现在回到 PPT 上面来看，这是有关属世系统。
This is slide number 11 on the PPT, which I'll send out to you.
这一个 PPT 是之前送给大家的第11号 PPT.
Okay, and this is continuing on from what we did in the last couple of weeks.
这个属世系统的 PPT 我们已经大概研读了两个礼拜。
Actually, I'll just skip back a couple of slides so you can see very quickly for yourselves, some of the areas of evil that we've looked at.
好，我们先回头看几个我们之前讲到的，就是所谓的邪恶是从哪里来的。
And we had moral degeneracy and immoral degeneracy.
前两个是由道德主义产生的堕落，以及由道德败坏带来的堕落。
And these things are like opposite extremes, but they're both outside of the plan of God.
这两个看起来像是好像非常矛盾的两端点。但不论怎么样，他们都是在神的计划以外的事。
Okay, we also looked at different superstitious beliefs and practices.
第三个是迷信啊，就是不理性的信仰以及与之相关的一些活动。
And that included fortune telling, people that go off to these so-called specialists, I guess, these like witch doctors or monks or something like that, where they think they can tell your future.
这一个是包括的所有的那种算命的啊，那种这个巫师啊的行为。
We don't need to know the future except what God reveals to us in Scripture.
其实我们不需要了解未来，除非是神要对我们显现。
It's a very dangerous thing. If you knew exactly what your future was going to be, your whole focus would be on trying to attain that. What would you call it? Like that fate. Whereas your whole purpose in life.Is to make decisions based on what happens on a day-to-day basis.
其实要去了解未来的命运是一个很危险的事，因为它会让我们就一直朝着那个以为的将会发生的命运去走。但实际上，我们的人生是在我们要下什么样的决定，因为我们每一个决定都可以影响我们的未来。
And also, we have false religions and value systems. We looked at that too.
第四个是假宗教的错误价值系统。
We talk about false religion. Actually, any religion outside of Christianity is false.
我们说假宗教，其实任何在基督教以外的宗教都是假宗教。
Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life."
耶稣基督说，我是。
I am the way.
道。
And the truth.
真理。
And the life.
生命。
And no one can go to the Father, meaning no one can get to heaven except by me.
没有人呢能够上得了天堂，除了经由我这边。
And in the book of Acts chapter 4, it says there's no other name been given under heaven by which we can be saved. No other name. So there's no other name, no other person, no other means to get to heaven except by Jesus Christ.
在《使徒行传》第四章里面提到说，除了经由耶稣基督才能够到天上。
Okay, and if you look at the beginnings of every other major religion, you'll always see that there's some kind of angelic appearance or there's some kind of a supernatural happening. In every other religion, every other major religion, there's all of these we call supernatural appearances and angelic appearances.
好，在任何其他的宗教里，你都会看到很多超现实、超自然的一些力量，那种天使的一些，还有看到那些神的出现，就是好像说是天使的那些出现。
And a good example is the Islamic religion, who in their book, the Quran, it talks about this angel Gabriel coming down to Muhammad and telling Muhammad that God has a new plan.
在这个伊斯兰教里面你也会看到可兰经里面就提到说会有天使来到穆罕默德面前然后告诉他说上帝有了新的计划。
And this happened about 600 AD.
这是在西元600年的时候。
That's about 500 years after Jesus Christ appeared to John and finished off the New Testament.
就是约翰他受到耶稣基督的启发开始写新约后的500年了。
In the last chapter of Revelation, in the last few verses, John was giving the warning, if anybody adds to these words, they will be cursed. If anyone puts any more words into this book,
if
they put anything else onto these words of the Bible about God's revelation, then this person is cursed.
好，在约翰他最后在写启示录的时候，他也很清楚地告诉人说，这所有的文字，如果有在未来有任何人想要在里面加油添醋的话，他们都会受到诅咒。
What he was saying was this book of Revelation and this chapter that we're now writing, as he was talking to John, this is the last of God's written revelation. There's no more Bible, this is it.
因为耶稣很清楚地告诉约翰，这个启示录将是在圣经里面的最后 一部书，不会再有任何其他的启示要或者是先知性的预言要来到。
There's nothing more to be added.
所以不能有任何的增加。
We had the Old Testament, which revealed the prophecies about the coming of Jesus Christ and the coming kingdom.
我们有旧约来预言即将来到的耶稣基督。
And then we have the New Testament, which talks about the coming of Jesus Christ and his crucifixion and resurrection.
而我们又有新约来预言耶稣基督将会再次过来，然后他会有复活。
Yeah, and then his ascension to heaven.
然后他的升天。
And Jesus said, I will come back.
然后耶稣基督说，我会回来。
To set up the new kingdom.
来建立新的王国。
He said, we'll be here for 1,000 years, and then that's the finish of human history, that's it.
然后会回来1,000年，然后这1,000年后就是人类历史的终结。
Now this covers all of God's plan for the rest of eternity.
这呢就已经把所有上帝的计划以至于永远都已经把它全部都描述完毕了。
But then 500 years later, after John finished the book of Revelation, now you have this angel saying, I came from God and now God's changed his mind. We have a new plan.
然后呢居然在约翰写完了启示录之后的500年，居然有一个天使来到地球说上帝改变主意了。
This is written in the Quran.
这是在可兰经里面写的哦。
Yeah, and these people in the Quran, they believe that.
那而那些相信可兰经读可兰经的人居然他们也就相信了这个说法。
Is it no surprise that within the Muslim religion, within that same book, it says you cannot go and read other books anymore. Do not read the Bible. Allah does not like you reading the Bible.
然后呢可兰经里面还讲说阿拉不喜欢你再去读任何其他的宗教的东西，尤其不可以读圣经。
If you get caught, even, not even as a missionary, but just as a Christian, if you get caught with a Bible in Saudi Arabia, you can get put in prison for having a Bible.
其实在沙烏地阿拉伯，如果你是一个基督徒，带了你的圣经，你被抓到的话，你是会被送到监狱关起来。
Now, this is just another example of evil in the world introduced by Satan.
这就是另外一个例子啊，就是邪恶被撒旦给介绍到了世界。
Okay, but if you look at any major religion, there's going to be an angelic appearance. But these angels, they're not coming from God.
所以从另外的任何的一个宗教呢，你都会看到这些天使的出现，但他们却不是来自，不是被上帝派来的。
Now, these are angels that are working, they're fallen angels working for Satan.
这都是一些堕落的天使，是为撒旦工作的。
So that's just one more category of evil.
这就是另外一种类型的邪恶。
But again, you know, religion looks very nice and shiny. Most religions teach people to be good and to be nice to each other.
所有的这些宗教都好像是非常非常的善良，非常的闪耀，好像要把人都要教到比较做好人。
And again, if we presented what I'm just talking to you now about Islam, for example, if that was made known to public,that Christians are calling Islam an evil religion, then they will look at us and they will say, oh, you're being very narrow-minded.
然后像伊斯兰教呢，他们被这个我们基督徒们称之为非常邪恶的宗教，但是伊斯兰教的人会说，哦，你们的思想太狭窄。
Don't you think that God loves all the people?
难道你们不知道神是爱所有的人吗？
And you know that everybody has their free will. They can think what they want. There's nothing wrong with that.
而且每个人都有他的自由意志，他可以选择他喜欢什么。
So this is why you have to be very careful. You have this information now. You have to be careful about who you present the information to.
所以你要知道哦，你这些不同宗教的人他们的这些说法，所以你将来理解了真理了，你要小心什么时候可以讲。真理。
And you have to be careful about the way you present it.
你要非常小心你是对谁而讲。
You know, I have actually talked with Muslims about the beginning of the Islamic religion. And if you can get the right person at the right time, then you can have a bit of a conversation with them.
Tim 他说他也有跟伊斯兰的人谈过事情。他说但有的时候是在一些对的时间对的地方是可以谈的。
Okay, but again, yeah, you have to do it with an attitude of humility and remember that God loves that person, even though they're heavily involved in evil, but God loves them and God wants them to be saved.
但是你跟他谈的时候一定要晓得一些人性的状态，因为神他其实是爱所有的人的，虽然他有带着一些错误的价值观，但是神还是爱他的。
Yeah, and you never argue with people about their beliefs. All you can do is present the gospel if you have a chance, and if they reject it, then all you can do is walk away. So you never get involved in arguments for these people.
所以永远不要跟这些思想价值体系不同的人去争执，因为当你有机会可以给他一些真正的福音的时候呢，你就给他福音，你就尽了你的力了。
And even if it gets to the extent where they get so angry with you, maybe you tried to walk away, but then they catch you and then they cut your head off. Well, you can't get angry with them. It happens. Christians getting beheaded, but you can't get angry with these people.
如果你不小心跟一个这样的人谈了福音，结果呢，他很生气，然后就追上你，把你的头给砍了，你也别生气。
Yeah, and it does happen all the time. And like in the south of the Philippines or in India, there's a lot of cases of this happening. In African nations, there's Christians being killed all the time because of their belief.
而这事情还常常发生呢，不止在中东地区，甚至在菲律宾的南边哈，还有
And in India,
在印度都有这种因为宗教的信仰不同而基督徒被杀的案例。
So, for south of Philippines, the south.
Yeah,
Mindanao.
South.
Yeah. In Taiwan or China or in Thailand, it's very safe usually. We don't hear about these kind of things and we have a lot of freedom to move around perhaps. Freedom from having our heads cut off by Muslims, for example.
在台湾呢，大陆啦，或者是在泰国，其实都比较有宗教的自由，所以比较不会有发生这么恐怖的被砍头的事件。
Yeah, but these things happen all the time.
但这些事情在别的有些地方真的常常发生。
We talked about the evil of the New Age religions as well.
那我们也谈到了这个新世纪思想的一些邪恶面。
Okay, and there's a lot of that happening where people are sort of what we call syncretizing. Syncretize means to bring together a mix of religions and then proclaim them that you know, this is the way to find enlightenment. You can become like God by learning from many religions.
那还有一种这些新世纪的宗教呢，就是把人呢都让它同步化。好，让他们在一种同步化的状况下去
making you become like God, you can become holy.
让你以为你可以成圣成神
but denying the true message of the gospel.
而拒绝了真正福音的内涵。
For example, this man here, he says, the resurrection of the Christ within you. So talking about Jesus Christ can be made in you, and really what he's doing is denying the trueplan of Jesus Christ.
就像这位大师呢，他在倡导的是说，让基督在你身上复活，也就是说，你可以成为新的耶稣基督。然后呢，他用这种方法来教导所有的人。
But remember that these people that are teaching us, whatever religion or you know, whatever philosophies they have, they're very sincere about these things. They're not trying to deceive you. They're just trying to make you look at another way of doing things.
而像这些人呢，他们其实并不知道他们在做的是邪恶的事。他们是非常真诚的认为你可以这样的，让你变得更好。
Now, some other forms of evil we have in the world, liberalism.
还有其他的一些邪恶，就是自由主义。
And all of these things will contradict the plan of God or the principles of the Bible.
这些事情全部都是完全的与神的计划跟圣经所教导的是相反的。
And the first one I have as an example here is feminism. This is giving, we say, equality to woman over the man.
第一个是女性主义，那他在谈的是男人跟女人的平等状态。
And it sounds very good as well. You know, women and men are created equal, right?
这听起来很正确啊，因为男生女生被上帝创造的时候应该是平等的啊。
Well, are we really created equal?
但是我们真的是被平等的创造出来的吗？
Is anybody created equal?
有任何人是真的被创造的状况是跟其他人都一样的吗？
Remember this whole idea of equality, and this is something else that I didn't really put it as a subcategory, but the idea of equality does not exist.
其实真正的所谓的平等的概念在并不存在。
God never said in anywhere in the Bible that He's created us equal.
在圣经里完全没有，神没有说过他创造的所有的事情是平等的。
When you were born into this world, we were born from a different social status. Some were born into poor families, some were born into rich families.
有一些人是生在穷人的家里，有些人是生在富人的家里。
Some were born into families that had a lot of influence in society, and some had no influence at all.
有些人生在一个非常具有影响力的家庭，那有些人生在完全没有影响力的家庭。
Some people were born with good genes, very strong bodies, and others have weak genes, maybe even physical disabilities.
而很多人，有一些人是生来就有非常好的基因，身体非常强健；有些人呢，却是生在一个非常弱的基因结构下，身体非常的虚弱。
Some people are born into countries where there's a lot of freedom and a lot of prosperity, and other people are born into nations where there's a lot of evil.
有些人呢是生在非常富足、健全的国度，有些人是生在非常邪恶、低下、不好的国家。
And then even in heaven, you know, the angels weren't created equal either. We see that Lucifer, by way of example, he was created with this beautiful voice box, this beautiful voice and great intelligence, and given this very high position.
即使在天堂，天使们被创的时候，也不是大家都一样的啊。像路西佛，他就是被创造的非常的完美，而且有非常美好的、美妙的声音，所以他非常具有影响力。
And when we get to heaven,Even in our new bodies, in our resurrection bodies, when we all get to heaven, there's no equality in heaven either.
那当我们死后去天堂，我们都得到了这个复活的身体，那但是即使是那样，我们还是都不一样。
At the Bema throne judgment, some people are going to be rewarded with great rewards and awards, and other people will get nothing.The Bema judgment, Bema. Now that's the evaluation throne of Jesus Christ.
然后当我们之后在被这个耶稣基督在评判的时候 for Christians,
right?
所有的基督徒都会被评判，那也一样他会给不同的人不同的奖赏。
Yeah, so your eternal future in heaven, you're going to be different from your friends and from the people that you knew. Everybody's going to be different.
所以在这个永恒的天堂里，我们每一个人还是都很不一样，每一个人的状态都是不一样。
Yeah. Really, if you look at people being equal, we all have an equal opportunity to believe in Jesus Christ.
如果要谈平等，我们全部都有的是平等认识，同时信仰耶稣基督。
But even in every country, some countries make it more difficult for you to find, to look for the gospel. But God will reveal himself to everybody that seeks truth.
虽然有些人他比较难碰到福音，但不论如何，神会给每一个人都得到福音的机会。
And everybody that believes in Jesus Christ, remember you just make that one decision, and then for the church age, God will give you 40 things. So you're equal in that regard as well.
而在我们教会时代的人，只要你下一个一秒以内，不到一秒的一个决定，你就会能够得到神给我们的40个礼物。
It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're male or female, whether you're young or old, black or white, it doesn't matter. God will give you those 40 things.
不论你是男的是女的是黑的是白的是老的是少的，只要你下了那个决定，你就会得到那40个礼物。
Okay, so that's really the only equality that you'll find in God's plan.
这是你唯一可以看见神的计划中给予我们平等的部分。
But apart from that, you know, we have our volition and everybody has this free will to choose to seek God and to live by His plan or not. We all have this free will and we can all choose to seek God and His plan.
我们每一个人都因为有自由意志，所以我们是可以选择要不要跟随神。
But we're all born under different circumstances.
但我们都生于不同的环境状况中。
And for example, 50% or about 50% of the population are born female and 50% are born male.
就像有大约 50% 的人会生来成为男人， 50% 的人生为女人。
But whether you're male or female isn't going to affect whether you're going to be happy in life or not.
但是不管你是男的或女的，并不会影响你要不要快乐，会不会快乐。
Yeah, there's a lot of very miserable men and there's a lot of very miserable females.
有非常多的非常痛苦的男人，也有很多痛苦的女人。
But God did establish from the beginning. He said, when a man and woman get married, the man has the authority over the woman. He has the authority in the marriage.
而神呢，告诉我们，男人女人结婚之后呢，在家里就是男人是有这个权柄的。
Every organization needs authority.
每一个组织都需要有权柄。
If you don't have somebody who has the ultimate authority to make decisions, then you're open to just this constant process of never solving problems. Somebody has to be responsible.
如果一个组织，任何一个组织没有那个所谓负责的权柄的人，那你就会这个组织就会到最后没有办法有可以解决问题下决定的人。
Can you imagine an army where there's no generals in the army and everybody's just at the same level? We're all equal just as soldiers. And so who's going to give the orders, right?
你想象一个军队如果没有将军，然后所有的人都是平等的，然后谁要给命令呢？
Or you have a company where all of the workers are all equal. There's no boss, right? So all the workers are expected to come to work and do what's right.
那一个公司如果没有老板，然后所有工作的人员他们自己要决定他们做的是不是对吗？
And just be a complete disaster.
那一定会最后就是一个大混乱。
And marriage is the same. When women try to get the authority from the man and say, well, I can make decisions too. That's the first step in causing a breakdown in marriage.
而在一个家庭也是一样，如果这个家里的女人他要当家，他要想要变成那个下决定的人，那就开始了这个家庭里面的混乱。
Yeah. Now there's no law in the Bible that says that women can't be the leaders in a company, for example, or even in a government. But in a marriage, the man has that right.
在圣经里面呢，神从来没有讲说一个公司、一个国家不能够用女性的领导人，但是神却有说在家里必须由男人做主。
But starting from about the 1950s and 60s, the feminist movement started to take off. It started to gain momentum where women are thinking, why does my husband have to be the boss? Why does he have to tell me to do everything?
那但在美国1950-60年代呢，这个整个的女性主义起来了之后呢，非常多的女人就说，为什么我家要由男人来做决定？
Since then, the divorce rates in marriage have just gone up exponentially.
然后从那时候起呢，整个离婚率就非常非常快速的成长。
Okay, so there is a close relationship between feminism and breakdown in marriage.
所以呢，是女性主义与这个家庭的破碎其实有蛮大的关联性。
Okay, but of course that's part of Satan's plan to break down society.
这正是撒旦的计划，就是要把社会的结构给破坏掉。
Okay. Yeah, we're just about out of time here. So what we'll do, I'll stop now so we can just have a break for 5 minutes and we'll start back up again.
好，我们5分钟后回来。